WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan City officials are still working on new skate parks. Mayor Jason Mayansky says the current direction is one big skate park where one used to exist at Williamson Park.
We've had one around the golf course, Williamson Park, for many years. We've dismantled it because it was unsafe for use. So we're going to look at probably having a larger version there.
Mayansky projects a timeline of 6 to 8 months since money has already been budgeted. Action at Tuesday night's College Station School Board meeting included the next projects approved by voters in the November 2013 bond issue. The board set the guaranteed maximum price for deferred maintenance at College Station Middle School and Rock Prairie Elementary, which is $305,000 under the district's planning amount. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says work at Rock Prairie continues what was started last year.
What this is going to do is go on the inside of that brick and fix some of the things like repainting of the walls and getting rid of some of the vinyl wall covering on some of the exterior walls and replacing that, as well as replacing the mini blinds and some of the windowsills that are temporary from what was done this past summer.
The focus at CSMS is solving drainage issues.
There's some real issues over there with the crawl space underneath the building, with water draining towards the building and staying there.
There was also a status update of all the 2013 bond projects in the pipeline. You can read the update on our website at WTAW.com. The city of College Station is seeking feedback through a housing survey.
The brief survey, targeted to both the general public and housing professionals, was created in conjunction with the city's five-year consolidated planning process for grants received through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
After that, we do a strategic plan where we outline different priority needs and then design goals to meet those strategies over the next five-year period.
Brian Piszczaczek, community development analyst, says regular planning and reporting is done to continue receiving the grants. The survey is available through Thursday, April 30th. Go online to cstx.gov/cdsurvey. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Multiple Bryan police officers were involved in tracking down a citizen's report of gunfire yesterday afternoon in the area of Villa Maria and Cavett. Sergeant Ryan Bona says they found someone target shooting with a handgun into a creek bed behind Shipwreck Grill. That resulted in a Bryan resident receiving a ticket for illegal discharge of a firearm.
Unless you're at a valid shooting range or somewhere where that's acceptable. And definitely not in a creek bed behind a restaurant.
Bonus said they were notified by concerned citizens who saw two men reacting to the shots fired and called to report suspicious activity. The two men were an off-duty deputy and someone who had a concealed handgun license. The Texas House this week passed legislation to allow open carry of firearms. District 12 Representative John Rainey was among those supporting House Bill 910, though he had one concern.
My reservations are only when people do it and some big guy comes along and takes it away from them. I'm not going to carry openly, I don't think, but I do carry, and I believe that's a way to protect myself and my family, and I believe in that wholeheartedly.
Also voting yes was District 14 Representative Kyle Cassell. The state Senate previously approved open carry, which is also supported by Governor Abbott. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you have a patio, porch, or deck you don't use because it's too cold, too hot, or the pesky mosquitoes and bugs? Imagine a bug-free, weather-free enclosure. A year-round usable space from Sunrooms for You. Sunrooms for You can enclose your patio area to make a year-round enjoyable living space from screen enclosures to high-efficiency glass rooms for your comfort. Save big during our before and after sale. Go to sunroomsforyou.com. That's Sunrooms, the number 4, and the letter U.com, or call 599-5250 today.
Good morning, it's 610. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, that's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Considerably cloudy today with the potential for a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, a high of 85. There could be some showers and thunderstorms around tonight, and some of them may be strong. Overnight lows are going to be close to 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. The threat of showers and thunderstorms, again, they could be strong. Tomorrow, 85. Storms diminish tomorrow night, lows near 70. Clearing on Saturday and much warmer. Saturday afternoon's highs near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
90? All right, coming up in sports, we're going to take a look at several Aggie athletes winning more SEC accolades. NBA playoffs are in full swing, and it looks like half of the Mavericks basketball team won't be playing with injuries. And the NFL has decided the whole concussion thing is going to cost them about $1 billion. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50.
90, and it's drizzling outside right now.
We
have light drizzle, semi-light drizzle, and so I was looking to, I was going to drive to the other part of town and do some work outside. And so, of course, I checked the radar from a local TV station, KBTX, and to see if there's any rain. And there wasn't till I got to where I needed to be. And then there was rain. What is that about? We're going to have to get a shell to make a little adjustment, twist some knobs there or something, because, I mean... And it was right there, right at campus where it was raining.
Was it around 5 o'clock or so?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Because I know we walked in to a store, and I didn't want to
be
there.
It'd be a storatorium.
Didn't want to be there anyway. I was not the one shopping.
You were with someone who was shopping.
Walked out, and I said, you know, we were in there long enough for it to rain, stop raining, and now it's beginning to dry back.
Yeah, it was. It was a very, very... phantom type shower thingy that came through there.
I think he's more protesting the length of the shopping trip.
Something like that. Fugitive. Well, did you buy something?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh. Well,
I spent money. I didn't buy anything.
I was going to say, you were present while money was spent. Yes, okay. A fugitive who evaded capture for 39 years.
Really? All right, hide and seek champion.
Yeah, giving up life on the lam, though, to get prison health care.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's where we're going here. David Moore busted out of a North Carolina jail in 1976, turned himself into Kentucky officials this week. He's 66 now, convicted of theft, and had been living under the name of Ronnie Dickerson in Frankfort, Kentucky. Mr. Moore, who is a stroke survivor and a diabetic, and a paraplegic as well, does not receive Social Security. Well, of course, you're not who you say you are.
Yeah.
Had no insurance. His declining health, increasing need for medical care, forced him to come clean. Oh, well, okay. In other words, there was no conscience involved here at all.
They said he cried when they picked him up.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just saying, there was no conscience involved here.
Information.
And again, I want somebody to be able to get the care they need. I think Ronald Reagan talked about catastrophic care. Oh, I don't know. That was a long, long time ago, wasn't it? Yeah. But now we got this. And remember, if you don't pay it, you got a penalty you're going to have to get stuck with, too. Did you put that on your income taxes this year?
Justice will be served.
You know it.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown.
Got a check to deposit but don't have time to go to the bank? Brenham National Bank solves your problem with Snap Deposit. Just snap a picture of that check and touch deposit. You're done. Snap Deposit from BNB.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Member FDIC.
It's 6:14. It's News Talk 1620 WTAW. That's us. It's the 23rd of April. Day 113. We got 252 of them to go. It used to be take our daughters to work day, but then they decided to put the sons in there too. That way you kind of get it done out of the, you know, you don't have to delegate 2 days for that. So it's take our sons and daughters to work day. Maybe having something to do with that, it's also take a chance day. Yeah. It's talk like Shakespeare day. Probably not.
Forsooth.
Way too many syllables and funny words and stuff like that. By the way, had he taken better care of himself, he'd be 422 today.
Oh, wowzer.
Yeah. Movie theater day. All right, there you go. It's Lost Dog Awareness Day, and it's home run day. This is when Hank Aaron hit his first home run back in 1954. It's also World Book Night. And traditionally, this is St. George Feast Day in England, the guy who, you know, killed the dragon. marks the day that he died in 303 A.D., and it's kind of like Independence Day in the U.S. Queenie always travels in a car that carries a silver mascot of St. George and the Dragon, by the way. Nonetheless, there's no official celebration marking the day at the palace. Strangely enough, today as well in Eastern Europe, I know this is more than you want to know, they don't do the whole dragon slaying thing. It is a fertility celebration. For instance, in the Ukraine, a priest blesses the newly sprouting crops, and then young married couples roll around on the soil to promote the growth of the crops. Yeah. I bet they're checking the weather forecast. All right, we got birthdays.
Dave Patel, 25 years old. That was the kid in Slumdog Millionaires.
I think it's Dev Patel, not Dave.
I'm sorry, that's what I thought I said. Because it is D-E-V.
Yeah,
right.
Teo
Cruz is 35. Joanna Crump is, Krupa is 36 from Real Housewives.
Crump, Krupa, what the heck? Right, yeah.
Cal Penn is 38. He's Kumar in Harold and Kumar.
Oh, of course.
I know your favorites.
You know it.
John Oliver, who does the new show on, I think it's HBO, and it was last week tonight.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena from the WWE is 38 years old. George Lopez is 54. Valerie Bertinelli is 55. Dan Fishman is 56 from Head of the Class. He was Arvid.
Oh.
Our favorite, Michael Moore.
Oh, yeah.
The round mound of documentaries is 61. Uh-huh. Joyce DeWitt, 66 from Three's Company. Steve Austin. Actually, Lee Majors, who played Steve Austin, is 76.
All right. Here's our Lee Majors story for today. Lee Majors lives part of the year in Houston, and has for a long, long time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's nothing new. He's lived there for quite a while. Anyway, story that has circulated about Lee Majors was he had something to do with the song Midnight Train to Georgia.
Woo, woo.
Yeah. And so last week, Ken Hoffman in the Chronicle wrote the story. Lee Majors was dating Farrah Fawcett before they got married. And he was good friends with a guy named Jim Weatherly, who was an All-American quarterback at Ole Miss, but also wrote a lot of songs. So he asked Weatherly to drive with him to the airport where they're going to take Farrah to catch the plane. And so Weatherly says, where are you going? She said, I'm taking the midnight plane to Houston. He said, that sounds like a country song. And so it's over. A couple of weeks later, Weatherly calls Lee Majors and says, let me play you this song. And he recorded the song, Midnight Plane to Houston, put it on an album. Well, Weatherly wrote a lot of songs, but he didn't sell many. Sissy Houston heard that song, and she wanted to record it. But she thought, well, that'd sound pretty stupid if her name is Houston and it says Midnight Plane to Houston. So she asked if he could change the name to Georgia. And he said, that's fine. And then Gladys Knight, who's from Georgia, decided she wanted to record the song, so she recorded it, and that's how it became.
That's when it exploded?
That's it. That's your story for today.
Very cool.
Crisscross applesauce. Okay, everybody can get up now.
Yeah. All Alan right. Oppenheimer's 85. He played the doctor in both The $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman.
Oh, yeah.
And he was the voice of Skeletor.
Oh!
And He-Man.
Wow, so they had Bob Schieffer play the part on camera. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, okay, got it. All right.
That's it.
Valerie Bertinelli, did you say?
I got that one.
Melina Kanakadrias. She used to be on CSI New York. She's 48 today.
Melina Brown?
Yeah, well, that'd be good. Close enough. Yeah, that's it. All right, there we go. It's 6:20 now.
Ready to trade in your old car for something new? Tom White Chevrolet is your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. Ask us about getting an instant cash offer for your car, backed by Auto Trader. You can use the offer toward a trade-in or just walk away with a nice check. Hi, I'm Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we're always focused on making your buying experience easier. The Auto Trader Trade-In Marketplace is another way we make buying easy. Getting the most for your trade-in has never been easier, and it's perfect for our no-pressure, no-hassle philosophy at Tom Light Chevrolet. Ask for me, Bubba Dixon, and let me earn your business. We have the largest selection of new Chevys in the Brazos Valley, and once you see our pricing, you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now think about this. We have 93 million Americans out of the labor force. We have 40 consecutive months of 46 plus million Americans on food stamps, our fellow Americans. We have nearly 50 million Americans in poverty. Now, if and I see that these D.C. establishment types are all over Scott Walker. If we didn't have 11 million illegal immigrants and they did their job securing the borders, then that would be 11 million more opportunities, potentially, for Americans to have jobs.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
As every golfer knows, the game is in your head as much as it is in your hands. And at Golfsmith, we believe confidence on the course starts with confidence with your equipment. That's why we offer our performance guarantee as a part of the Golfsmith Fairway. When you purchase a new club, if it doesn't perform the way you want, you can bring it back for a full club credit, even if you've played it. For details, go to a Golfsmith store near you or golfsmith.com/fairway. The Golfsmith Fairway. Anything for golf.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
I'm Bruce Johnson with your Money Now. Novartis has reported a 4% fall in first quarter core net income, but reiterated its guidance for the full year as the Swiss drug giant begins to feel the benefits of a big overhaul of its portfolio of businesses. Novartis says income fell from $3.3 billion a year ago to $3.2 billion. A group of investors, including former NBA great Grant Hill, are part of a group set to buy the NBA's Atlanta Hawks. The investors are looking to buy the team for between $800 million and $900 million from current majority owner Bruce Levinson. The 10 healthiest countries in the world? Well, according to MarketWatch.com, at the top of the list is Qatar, followed by Norway and Switzerland. The U.S. did not make the top 10. And futures are down after stocks closed up yesterday. The Dow gained 88 points. The S&P 500 was up 10 points. And the NASDAQ rose 21 points. That's your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Folks at Suddenlink have a way for you to stay up to date, keep going, and make sure that your business is faster than your competition, and really faster than ever for you. Chad Cowan has the answers for you when it comes to Suddenlink Business. Now, you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com and see the whole story, but understand this. 50 meg is going to be the new minimum speed when all the upgrades are finished here in Bryan College Station. So that's 16 times faster than your DSL stuff. So if you're tired of the slow computer connection that you have using DSL, now is the time to make the switch. Get in touch with Chad, or you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com and get all of the information that's necessary, and you can get high-speed internet for your business right now, and It's the right time and the right place. Remember, there's phone service as well. And when it comes to the phone service, that's a great advantage because you get to keep the phone equipment that you've already purchased, and also you get to keep your phone number. So lots of different solutions for you when it comes to speed, but understand the speed for your Suddenlink business connection faster than anybody else in town. That's Suddenlink Business.
Treat your yard right with the all-new John Deere S240 Sport Series Lawn Tractor that delivers the features, performance, and comfort you deserve when you step out to mow. Right now at Sioux Falls Freighter Equipment, get a new S240 Sport Series Lawn Tractor for only $2,499. Accomplish more of your to-do list and get back to your weekend with Sioux Falls Freighter and John Deere. Sioux Falls Freighter, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 4/30/15. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details and financing options.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. According to a new study based on the way food prices have gone up in the past decade, you're not really saving money by cooking at home anymore. I was wrong. Eating out costs around the same, might even be cheaper. Based on an estimate from the USDA, the cost of food for a family of four has gone up 38% since 2003. Back then, it cost a little over $600 a month to feed a family. That's of four, remember. Now it's up to almost $830 on the low end and $1,200 on the high end. That's anywhere from about $28 to $42 a day. Now, you can probably eat for cheaper than that on fast food. Of course, it would be way less healthy than you cooking at home, but you're still not saving a fortune by cooking at home. And certainly, you're not saving any time. Now, I find the $28 a day to be a little long, depending on what you're eating at the house. But the study also found that if you make a 10-ounce ribeye steak, soup, salad, and vegetables, it costs you about $253 more per person than it would eating the exact same meal if you went to Outback Steakhouse. How about this? If you make seafood Alfredo, breadsticks, and a salad, it costs $3.79 per person more than if you went to Olive Garden. I'm not making it up, so if you need an excuse to go out tonight, I just gave it to you. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps, a full-service gun shop including some smithing work. They'll color your guns if you want to with Cerakoting, a full selection of suppressors, the biggest one in the Brazos Valley, actually, automatic knives, tack gear, and of course, they've got guns. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com, or they're on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 6:28. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, how about this? 84 for a high temperature today. Maybe a slight chance of showers, about 30%, and that'll happen after 1 o'clock today. Then tomorrow, a better chance of showers, 60% is what they're telling us. We'll probably be at about the same temperature, around 80 or so. We're going to be approaching 90 on Saturday and Sunday. The good news is we'll have mostly sunny skies on Sunday, and that'll be good. And as we head into early next week, looks like, again, an increased chance of showers at about 50% on Monday. Currently, the winds are out of the south at 6, 93% relative humidity. Got overcast and a little bit of light drizzle around out there. Not too much, but it's 70 degrees.
Some people, no matter how hard they try, will never be thin, but they can certainly be healthy. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Power companies raise your rates year in, year out. Power companies will always raise your rates. It's what they do. 5 years from now, average power bills are projected to be roughly 40% higher. Let's say your bill's around $250 right now. Before you know it, it'll be $350. That's money down the drain. Unless you plug that drain with solar. Go solar now and get easy financing with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. And don't forget, the federal tax credit will disappear in 2016. Your opportunity for the biggest solar savings in history is about to disappear. Power companies never stop increasing rates, ever. How long will you let it go on? How much money will you let go to waste? Protect yourself now from unending power bill rate hikes with 1-800-MY-SOLAR. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
Being thin is an obsession in our culture, and certainly one reason for that is
people make a lot of money telling us we need to be thinner, no matter how we get there.
Harriet Brown, author of the book Body of Truth, says we need to question this idea that being thin is right for everyone and the only way to be healthy.
First of all, what's wrong with being okay with how you are? I challenge you to find a fat person who has not dieted and lost weight and then regained it and dieted and lost weight and regained it, who doesn't really want to be thinner. You know, your choice is to accept yourself for how you are and work on positive health behaviors like being physically active no matter what size you are, or continuing to hate yourself and in the process doing yourself a lot more damage.
People struggling with their weight may be better off focusing on something else.
A lot of researchers who are pretty clear that physical activity and fitness is much more important in predicting health than anything about weight. You can incorporate physical activity into your life no matter what you weigh, no matter what condition you're in terms of health. And it will always be an improvement. It will always make you feel better, and it will always help your health. Some people might lose some weight when they do that. Some people might not, but everyone will turn out to be healthier.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The committee working on the next bond issue for the College Station School District has finished its work. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the school board is expected to hear the recommendations in June.
Probably not in May, because that's our big awards, teacher awards and that sort of thing, board meeting, but most likely in the summer. The board would have to call, if it were going to call a bond election in November of 2015, that bond election would have to be called by August.
At this week's board meeting, administrators reported that the board's action last month to refinance more than $47 million in bonds cut the interest rate in half.
And over the life of the remaining life of those bonds, that's going to save taxpayers at College Station ISD approximately $4.7 million in interest payments. And the best part about that is that there was no extension of the terms of those bonds.
The board approved $2.5 million of deferred maintenance at Rock Prairie Elementary and College Station Middle School, which is a savings of $305,000 compared to the project budget. That's part of the 2013 bond package, where an update shared with the board is on our website at WTAW.com. Now through Thursday, April 30th, you can help the city of College Station by taking their housing survey.
The city of College Station is preparing a housing market analyst in conjunction with the consolidated plan process. Brian Piszczaczek, community development analyst, says part of this analysis is an online survey.
The great thing about doing the survey is that not only are we required to do a lot of outreach, we have a participation plan in place to receive citizen feedback. It's important for one to just look at, you know, the data that's provided, but then also supplement that with actual local response.
Piszczaczek says they are seeking feedback from realtors and developers to property owners and citizens regarding local housing needs. You can take the survey online at cstx.gov/cdsurvey. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A variety of locations have been proposed for a new skate park in Bryan. Mayor Jason Bielski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the current direction is building one at Williamson Park, north of the municipal golf course.
I would say in this, within the next 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
Funds have been appropriated, so it's just a matter of design work and getting everything surveyed out.
Bielski says it will be larger compared to the skate park at Williamson that was removed because it was unsafe. A citizen's report of hearing gunfire yesterday afternoon resulted in several Bryan police officers responding to the area of Villa Maria and Cavett. Sergeant Ryan Bona says the police call was based on suspicions from concerned citizens of two men reacting to the gunfire, who turned out to be an off-duty deputy and someone with a concealed handgun license.
They were inside of the restaurant. Both of them reacted to hearing shots fired, believing that they were coming either from inside the restaurant or in the close vicinity.
Bona said everyone responded appropriately to the incident, which resulted in no injuries or property damage.
When you hear gunshots, the best thing to do is call. We're very appreciative that people did call. It could have been a lot worse, but it turns out that it was just someone who was target shooting, and created a little bit of excitement.
Police issued a ticket to someone firing their handgun in a creek bed behind Shipwreck Grill for illegal discharge of a firearm. State lawmakers have heard from cities about legislation affecting oil and gas exploration. That's included College Station officials sending emails to District 14 Representative Kyle Cassell.
The ordinances recently adopted by the City Council in 2014 and 15 will not be susceptible to any legal changes under HB 40, and that's important for the listeners to know.
College Station Councilman John Nichols says there are some potential legal challenges to the city expanding its protected areas.
The 600-foot setback now explicitly includes places of business, not just residences. We added explicit language about floodplains. Anybody that knows College Station knows we've got a lot of floodplains.
District 12 Representative John Rainey says cities still have the authority to control property setback and the amount of noise created by drilling and operating wells.
My biggest concern was that if we were to allow things to happen similar to what happened in Denton, that basically the residents of Bryan could lose their property rights and their right to recover the minerals under their ground.
Rainey and Cassell were among those voting for HB 40, which is also expected to pass the state Senate. Next week, Texas A&M is holding a reception for the retiring First Lady of Aggieland. You can visit Reveille 8 at the Alumni Center next Wednesday from 4 until 6. 2 weeks from Saturday, the Corps of Cadets has its final review, which will be the first official appearance of Reveille 9. WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 69 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Mara Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mara Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mara Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mara Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mara Eye Center, 776-7564.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
It's 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mostly cloudy for today. A shower or thunderstorm may pop up this afternoon. Highs around 85. Right now, all the activities up around Dallas. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. They could be strong. Overnight lows around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. A threat for showers and thunderstorms during the day tomorrow, 85. Any storms end tomorrow night, lows near 70. Sunny and hot Saturday. Temperatures going to work their way up to near 90 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with several Aggie athletes getting SEC conference accolades. Tim Duncan rolls out for the San Antonio Spurs. Although they dropped the lead twice, they still managed to win in overtime. And the Dallas Cowboys have to sit out 10 games with Greg Hardy, who was suspended by the NFL. All that and more in sports here in about 10 minutes.
They didn't have to sign him.
They didn't think it was going to be that long.
Guess what? They were wrong. Anyway. And they only play 14 regular season games, right? So he's out for 10 of them.
He'll come back in November.
They better get a minder, you know, just to keep an eye on him. Because, I mean, if he's...
Well, they're saying that they're going to appeal it, which means it'll probably only be a 5-game suspension or something.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine still. The Cowboys are notorious for, I don't know, having bad actors. Can I say it that way?
Yeah, very kind. Yes, yeah, I think that's nice.
But that's okay. I mean, there are a lot of folks who think they may be the best team in football next year. That kind of rankles me a little bit. So, in case you missed it yesterday, we're not gonna say the former first lady who's running for president's name, and instead we're gonna do okay. Just okay. So of course we have a story on her today. Family charities are refiling at least 5 annual tax returns after a review by Reuters found errors in how they reported donations from governments. Imagine that. The charity's errors generally take the form of underreporting by millions of dollars in donations from foreign governments, or in other instances, omitting the breakout of the government donations entirely from the reporting revenue. Oh, so they either underreported, in some cases maybe overreported, or they just didn't report at all.
The new one that they just heard driving in on Wall Street Journal or this morning.
Yes.
They were talking about that money went from an account in the Ukraine right after Russia took over into Hillary's campaign or the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, right. No, it's not Clinton anymore.
They're saying. I'm sorry.
It's all right. The foundation and its list of donors has been under intense scrutiny in recent weeks, as it should be. But isn't it interesting that the Republicans may, in fact, decide to not be in a hurry to get that Benghazi report out? And so now, of course, they're saying that that is politically motivated to make it tougher in her presidential campaign. Elijah Cummings, who is a congressman from Maryland and the panel's top Democrat, has said, with the Republicans' obsessive focus on her, and their now stated intention to drag out this political charade. Oh, you mean the one where the ambassador was killed? That charade? The one where he was shot dead by terrorists?
What
that charade?
What difference does it make?
Yeah. Until just months before the 2016 election, the Select Committee no longer bears any resemblance to its original purpose. Well, yeah, you're right. They are. They're out to get her. There's no doubt about that. That seems to be about as tough as the Republicans can get, unless we have new Republicans in there. Their leadership seems to kind of mealy-mouth around when compared to the Democrat leadership. And so they're going to drag this out to see if that might hurt her presidential campaign. Maybe that's what makes her drop out so that Michelle can become president. What do you think?
You are just really, you're thinking that's going to happen, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Carly Fiorina is going to launch her presidential campaign on May the 4th. She's the lady who used to run Hewlett-Packard. Kind of got run out at Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah, she kind of did.
But she has some pretty interesting ideas. She'll announce her candidacy online, hold a conference call for the media. A spokesperson would neither confirm nor deny that that's going to happen.
I've seen worse Republican fields. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's at least interesting.
Yeah, it is. And again, as we played the cut earlier this week of Governor Goodhair up in New Hampshire. I mean, and as he is now starting to tout, I forget where I read it first about 2 months ago. You know, this is the only guy who in the field who has military service, active military service. So
that's true.
You know, that's something that that
was active or reserve.
Maybe a feather. Well, but he was active for a while, and so then the that will give him maybe a leg up in some ways. All right, so you know they were talking about this human trafficking bill. Would they ever be able to get that passed? They needed to get that passed so that they could then look at Loretta Lynch. I don't know, because they were kicking around about it, you thought maybe there was some controversy. Well, there wasn't. They voted 99 to nothing yesterday to pass the bill aimed at curbing human trafficking.
Cow.
Yeah, 99 to nothing. So, but, you know, they have to play politics up there. That's just what they have to do. You and I can't do that. You and I have to get our work done. They don't necessarily have to. And the Senate Finance Committee voted yesterday 20-6 to give the White House fast-track authority to nail down a Pacific trade pact. So we'll see how that goes. Meanwhile, in the state of Texas, even though they're Republicans, they're really not getting along that well. That would be the leadership of the Senate and leadership of the House. See, what they do is they get together for breakfast each week so that they can just kind of talk about things, how things are going. But, you know, the governor has decided to step back and not be involved like that other governor was, who was governor for like 42 years. And so as a result, the House doesn't like the way Senate's handling their bills, and vice versa. The Senate doesn't like the way the House is building is handling some of their bills. So
I said pass the eggs, yeah, please.
Really, yeah. That and don't be spilling anything. That wouldn't work very well. Anyhow, we will not talk to Charles Schwartner today. He's booked up, so we can't get with him. We'll talk to him next week. And, of course, the police association has the largest police association in Texas, which has supported open carry, disagrees with amendments that have been passed. Now,
they're
not quite as happy about this. And so
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Is that the Stickland Amendment?
Yeah, and the deal is, you know, elected officials think that they're authorities when it comes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, that might be right. In some cases, maybe not so much. And when law enforcement kind of comes down on the other side of something as important as open carry, that's probably something that needs to be looked at. So it hasn't passed yet, but I guess it's close enough that the police association has decided they needed to come out and get their stance known so that people at least saw where they were on it. All right, 6:48.
Don't miss the stirring finale of the BVSO season as Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, Commandant of the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets, narrates Copeland's inspiring Lincoln portrait. Under the direction of Marcelo Busicki, this concert will be a moving tribute to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. Tickets for the April 26th concert are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 25th, we'll learn about home pest control. Fleas, spiders, scorpions, mosquitoes, wasps, termites. Learn how to control these pests and more this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If it's durability, dependability, and color you're wanting in annuals and perennials, grab on to daisies. Truth is, there are many somewhat related plants that all fit into the package. Most of them are terrifically suited to our part of Texas. Some are native, others are simply eager to perform in their newly found homes. Most are in the plant family Compositae, They're composites, along with sunflowers, zinnias, and marigolds. In fact, those plants look great with them. It's one of our most important horticultural plant families. I have some of the most common daisies, but keep in mind that other less common types also deserve your attention. I'll be back with details. Dazzling daisies, stars of the summer landscape, right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. If you're looking for great daisies for your garden, start with Shasta daisies. They've been in bloom the last couple weeks around big parts of Texas. They come in all flavors, each of them vanilla. You'll find tall ones and short ones, single ones and double ones. You'll find plants that have frilled flowers, those with blooms that are plain. The one consistent thing with the Shastas is that they're all great garden plants for Texas. Most types grow to 12 to 20 inches tall, and almost all of them have their peak bloom in late spring. They clump freely, so you can dig and divide them every year or two to cover large areas. They're especially at home with daylilies, but every garden should have a clump somewhere in the perennial garden. I am a big fan of Gloriosa daisies, especially the variety, the perennial form called Goldstrom. And the Gloriosas are closely related to our native black-eyed Susan that blooms in late spring and into the summer. Most of the horticultural selections, however, have much larger flowers, and the plants themselves will usually be considerably taller. Almost all are basically buttery yellow, but there are rusts and oranges and other colors creeping in now, and they have contrasting zones or eyes, rust-red eyes. They're beautiful. Now, most of those fancy ones are annuals. They're best treated as annuals. The most perennial form is called Goldstrom, Goldstrum. I love that Gloriosa daisy. Coneflowers, Echinacea, are also native Texans. Unlike most other composites, however, their bloom heads are rosy lavender. A white form also exists, and there are oranges and other colors in the marketplace now. The plants get 18 to 24 inches tall. They bloom for 4 or 5 months from late spring into the fall. They're class plants for the perennial garden, but dig and divide them when they start to get crowded. And finally, fall asters have been in Texas for decades. In fact, you'll see them in old yards that have obviously been planted for 50 or 75 years. They bloom in late August and September, a delightful shade of blue with an orchid overtone. You can buy them now. That's fall asters. I'm Neil Sperry. Protect your gardening investment in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Well... my little sports thingy's not working. So, da, 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 da.
That was brilliant.
Thank you so much. Okay,
it is 6:53. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Let's take a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. Texas A&M baseball and the LSU Tigers meet in a battle of teams who share the top spot in the SEC's overall standings and the SEC Western Division. Both squads enter the fray with a 12-5 mark in league play, and they sit one half game ahead of the Eastern Division teams. Coach Rob Childress is looking forward to A&M going to LSU for the first time in 2 years.
I know our guys are going to embrace the challenge and look forward to playing in that environment and that facility against that team. And, you know, our guys are familiar with them. They're familiar with us. It ought to be an exciting, exciting weekend.
Junior right-hander Grayson Long set to get the start for the Aggs. LSU sends sophomore lefty Jared Posch. First pitch today, 6:30, tomorrow, 7, and then on Saturday at 1 o'clock, all those games on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Audio there, by the way, courtesy of TexAggs. Several Aggie athletes have been awarded SEC Conference accolades. Sophomore women's golfer Bianca Fabrizio has been named Golf Week's National College Women's Player of the Week after winning the SEC Championship individual title. Bianca and the 10th-ranked Aggies have automatically qualified for the NCAA Regionals, and we'll find out where they'll be playing on Monday.
On the tennis courts, Rachel Pearson has been named to the All-SEC First Team for women's tennis, while her teammates Saska Gravalowska and Rituja Bosail have both been named to the second team. The Maroon and White, who are ranked ninth in the nation, wait Tuesday's announcement of the 64-team NCAA championship field. In the NBA playoffs, Tim Duncan scored 28 points as the defending champ San Antonio Spurs beat the Los Angeles Clippers 111-107 in overtime to knot the series at one game apiece. The Spurs blew a 10-point lead in the third and fourth quarters and got into overtime on a pair of free throws by Patty Mills with just 8 seconds left. Duncan attributed the breakdown to time off between the regular season and the playoffs.
More than anything, too many days off there and just coming in, and they jumped on us. They were rusty, too, for about 3.5 quarters, and then they took off. We got that out of our system, played much better tonight.
Game three is tomorrow night at 9:30 in San Antonio. Mike Conley and Courtney Leach each scored 18 points, and the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Portland Trailblazers 97-82 to take a 2-0 lead in the NBA Western Conference playoffs. The Atlanta Hawks lead Brooklyn 2-0 after their 96-91 victory over the Nets. And we'll wrap up the NBA portion with bad news for the Mavericks. Down 0-2 to the Houston Rockets in the first round. Wednesday, things got a little more gloomy.
My understanding is that surgery is a certainty, and the surgery will happen. And you never want to hear that, but at this point in time, it appears to be an absolute.
Mavs head coach Rick Carlisle initially said Chandler Parsons was out for the first round. Now it looks like he will indeed miss the rest of the playoffs. But wait, there's more unpleasantness for the Mavs. Rajon Rondo, who may be leaving the Mavericks in the summer as a free agent, is now, according to ESPN, out indefinitely after injuring his back in Game 2. Mavs and Rockets tomorrow. They'll tip things off in Dallas at 7. In Major League Baseball, J.A. Happ earned his first win with the Mariners as the Seattle bullpen held off the Houston Astros 3-2. Happ gave up 2 runs in 8 hits in 7 1/3 innings. Houston's in Oakland tomorrow. They'll start things at 9:05. Archie Bradley pitched 6 effective innings to lift the Arizona Diamondbacks to an 8-5 win over the Texas Rangers. Bradley walked 5 in the first 3 innings but proved to be effectively wild. He held the Rangers to a run and 2 hits. Texas is in L.A. for the Angels tomorrow at 9:05. The NFL has suspended defensive end Greg Hardy for 10 games for conduct detrimental to the league. Hardy joined the Cowboys as a free agent this year. Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, cited, quote, sufficient credible evidence that Hardy engaged in conduct that violates NFL policies in multiple respects and with aggravating circumstances, end quote. Mike Fisher from CBS Dallas said that if the Cowboys knew it was going to be that long of a suspension, they probably would have passed on Hardy in free agency.
The Cowboys don't feel good about this at all. I would make the argument that if the Cowboys knew there was going to be a 10-game suspension coming down, they would have never gone here in the first place.
An NFL investigation concluded that Hardy used physical force against his then-girlfriend at least 4 times. And finally, a federal judge has approved a potential $1 billion, with a B, billion-dollar plan to resolve thousands of NFL concussion lawsuits filed by retired players. The NFL expects 6,000 of the nearly 20,000 retired players to suffer from Alzheimer's disease or moderate dementia someday. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning.